Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a podcast from the Smart Material Collective, made by nerds, funded by the listeners.
Hello and welcome to Why Aren't You a Doctor Yet, the only podcast that uses cutting-edge science to answer the questions that you actually have. Things like, why is the sky blue? What's up with trees? And can drugs make you smarter?
100%
cannot.
Really? Yes.
On my left, as always, I have Oz Ismail. Oz is a PhD student in neuroimaging and dementia, a Tinder aficionado, and an awkward advice sage.
Sage is a delicious herb also.
You're getting as bad as me. I'm rubbing off on him.
On my right, as always, I have Suhail Patel. Suhail is an amazing journalist. He makes brilliant content for the BBC and he knows more and more about science and bad food-based puns.
That's true. I love a good dad joke.
Yeah, he has the time for it. So guys, what have you been up to this week?
We have been chilling the fuck out.
I've been stressed out about taking these bloody pills that Alex has given me.
Drugs.
This week, you have been testing out some nootropic supplements. So nootropics, for those who don't know, they're sometimes called smart drugs. They're compounds that are meant to enhance your brain function. And right now, they're becoming like a really popular way of just increasing your cognition, so they claim. So according to a Telegraph report, up to like one in four, so 25% of students at UK universities have taken modafinil. And apparently in places in the US, like high-tech world, Silicon Valley and stuff, like people are pushing things from like Adderall to microdosing with LSD to just like trying to get their brains.
Yeah, I heard about this. I know someone who has microdosed with LSD and they say it works really well.
Yeah. So a lot of people are really interested in just how cognitive enhancers work. And sort of some people really use that blanket term nootropics to lump together all kinds of substances. I am just going to break down a few of these. Modafinil, nicotine, amphetamine, so things like Adderall, L-theanine, and artichoke extract. So you've got things that are pharmacological grade, and then you've got other things which are just like herbal extracts. And what people tend to do is they tend to combine lots of different potential nootropic ingredients into things called stacks. And what you guys have been taking over the last week is a nootropic stack. So these are supplements. So these are not regulated by the FDA or any sort of drug authority. They aren't.
They're relatively harmless, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not licensed drugs. Because things like modafinil, they're used to treat narcolepsy, sleep disorder. Not easily purchasable over the counter.
Weirdly, I've taken modafinil before.
Yeah? What was that? Like?
For exams and stuff. I know I shouldn't have, but, you know, some shady guy in a trench coat came up to me. He's like, hey, do you want some biscuits? I was like, nah, I got modafinil. The reason I say that, because modafinil was really intense. Now, I only took it because I was in a real bad situation. I hadn't done a lot of work. It was uni exams, that type of thing. So, you know, as it came to temptation, I did take modafinil. I'm happy to admit that. And it was a interesting experience. Like, there were a lot of negative effects. But you're right, it's treating narcolepsy. It kept me up all night, for example, and it gave me like weird heart palpitations and stuff. And
so how much did it cost you?
It was like £2 a pill, so yeah, it was quite expensive. I think they bought them for like 50p a pill. And I bought for a friend. And then the thing is like, talking about the side effects, it was quite bad actually, because it would do stuff like it reduce your appetite. I remember being at the library, and it was around 2 weeks I was taking it, and I lost loads of weight. And I was like, I wasn't hungry, so I had to like force myself to eat. I'd have like biscuits in my pocket. I just like take out all biscuits to try and eat them, and they'd be so dry. And I was like, what is this? And I'd be like, it's so horrible.
I feel like biscuits in your pocket, it's like a regular occurrence.
I do. People do know. I like to keep food on me at all times, basically.
At uni, I remember in my first, maybe second year, one of my friends convinced me to take Pro Plus. And I was like, oh, it's going to keep me awake. I definitely need that. And I took it. I don't know. I just don't think it did much for me.
It's just caffeine.
Yeah.
Caffeine is a drug, but I mean, he's talking about taking modafinil, a thing used to treat narcolepsy and used by various militaries around the world to keep their pilots awake. You're talking about caffeine.
I mean, caffeine is great. Probably where I started my caffeine habit, actually.
When I was on modafinil, I would be so wired by the end of the day. You may take 2 a day. I think I was taking 4, right? I'd be so wired, I have to like neck like half a bottle of vodka to pass out. It was like really bad. Like, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. Like, just revise. Just do your work.
Jesus Christ, your rock and roll lifestyle.
It was seriously rock and roll.
Was taking study drugs and
then getting
a lot of vodka.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, it's horrible, man. Wow. It was one of the worst experiences ever. And
I mean,
it did work.
I endorsed the vodka part, okay? Because in my final year of undergrad, I revised like with a bottle of vodka and a bottle of Sambuca on my desk. Hey, man, I aced my exams.
We do not condone drinking.
And look where both of you are right now.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, fucking hell. Shit. It's like, what?
This week, you have been testing out some neurotropic supplements.
So have we both been taking it?
So both of you have been taking
it. Isn't it one placebo?
What? There was one that meant to be a placebo.
You gave us two bottles that rattled around. One was A and one was B.
No, neither one were a placebo.
They were both real. Oh my God.
For sake.
I thought I had the placebo the whole time.
So how did you feel?
I'm pretty sure it's making me stupider.
Now we're going to play some highlights of their week.
Okay, so this is day one of taking the nootropics. Apparently a cognitive enhancement formula also says that these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Leaves me feeling very reassured. They don't smell of anything, but I have gone through every single ingredient. I can't even believe I'm doing this. But then there's caffeine in it, so that's fine, because I like caffeine. But there's a couple of ones on here. Acetyl L-carnitine. Can't even say it. Vinpocetine. I need to get Suhail to say these. Which has been trialled for Alzheimer's disease, so apparently not many side effects with that, apart from just a little bit of nausea and vomiting. But that's just my usual day from constantly being stressed. So, here it is. I can't believe I'm doing this. Let this be known that Alex Lathbridge is making me do this. And if I die, tell the world to avenge me. Oh, it's so big. Okay. Not sure how long I should wait for death to come.
About to begin this shit day two. And open the bottle. This is really hard with one hand, by the way. Oh my God. Cool. Smooth. Alright, I'm gonna try this. Take one more of these bad boys. I don't think they're gonna work so far, by the way.
Okay, update video. I haven't taken another pill, but I took two this morning and I didn't die. So this is just a didn't die update. Day two is over. I'll see you in day three.
Well, I've taken some of those neurotropics again at the interview today, so I was just getting ready for that. And to be fair, I don't think it's been doing anything. I don't know if it's meant to have a real, like, visible, tangible effect. But generally speaking, I've just been feeling a bit normal. And to be fair, yesterday I was knackered. Work, I was like falling asleep on my desk and stuff. So far, inconclusive results. But we'll keep taking it, and I will keep you updated on my feelings. Got so many emotions, man. Peace.
Okay, let's do this. I feel like every time I take one of these, I feel more energetic. I think it's because it's not because the drug is having an effect. It's because I'm really happy that every time I take one, I don't go into anaphylaxis and die. So I think that's some kind of miracle, because fuck knows what's in these. I mean, we know what's in them, but not really regulated, are they? So here he is.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, I did start getting some, like, weird feelings, like, remember that heart palpitations or something, the other day when I took it? And I'm not sure if that was because of the pills or because I've been up all night partying and stuff over the weekend. Anyways, I'm going to keep an eye on that and see if that happens again. I don't know if it's got, like, loads of caffeine in it or something, or maybe something that's not agreeing with me, if it is the real thing. But other than that, no real discernible effects. Anyways, bye. So it's Saturday, folks. I've been taking these pills now for the whole week. And I don't think they've really done anything. I'm going to take one now. So yeah, I think I definitely got the placebo. Quite interested to see how Oz is feeling. Do you think it's having any effect now? These guys say it's a cognitive enhancement supplement, something. I know I could definitely use some cognitive enhancement, but whether these are doing it or not, I don't think so. Anyway, you're gonna find that soon enough. Peace, man.
So how'd these supplements feel for you?
Fucking hell.
Because you could barely swallow them, Oz. You could barely keep them in your mouth.
I did struggle. The Mbongo as well is confusing. I started off taking it wrong. I thought it was a suppository.
He sent me specific instructions and I was like, I think I know how to take a pill and also what a suppository is. No.
I wasn't sure you knew, so.
I think it's making me stupider. Like, maybe I've got the antidote to the actual neurotropic drug, but it's just making me forget shit.
Yeah.
But then maybe that's just me. Like, I forgot to take it this morning.
When you were at work, did you feel like, did you feel like less enhanced, or what was
no,
it?
No,
in particular?
I mean, like, being such an analytical person, I went through every single ingredient that was on the label and, okay, one of the ingredients is caffeine. So I'm like, well, I drink so much caffeine anyway, so it's gonna, no, like, this tiny amount of caffeine in this pill is not gonna do much for me. There's this thing called alpha GPC, acetyl L-carnitine, L-theanine, rhodiola rosea, vinpacetine. Okay, that's it. Those are the ingredients, right? Now, some of these ingredients have been actually used in drugs for Alzheimer's disease. But the thing about Alzheimer's disease drugs is there aren't any cures for Alzheimer's. The only drugs that exist are drugs that help the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. So again, this is like one of those things where they've taken something that helps cognitive symptoms and they're putting it into drug. And for me, that's like, you're saying that it's
Don't say it's a drug, cause it's a supplement.
But then, like, there's L-theanine. It's like it's an amino acid. Like, you can get L-theanine supplements for, like, the gym and stuff.
Yeah.
Caffeine is caffeine, right? the Rhodesia stuff, that's like a herbal extract that there is one study that has used it to study stress. Okay, again, it was one study. So I'm just like, again, I'm a bit skeptical. It's not like loads and loads of studies. So I went into it with a scientific approach, and I looked at it and I thought, well, these are all things that exist. And like you say, because it's a supplement and it's not like, it's not an over-the-counter regulated thing. But at the same time, it makes me skeptical about what, whether it actually has an effect, because there's enough evidence out there to say that you can take supplements all you want, but not, your body doesn't need supplements unless you have a condition that needs you to top up your body with different supplements.
So it was like previously when we were talking about, what is it, the stem cell biohacking penis guy, who was if my penis is fine, I'm going to inject stem cells in it and then it will become better.
Super penis.
Exactly. Version 2.0. That's just not how science works. And yeah, this is because people do like vitamin supplements are pushed so hard, even by like, you know, pharmacies and like drugstores and stuff. They push like vitamin supplements,
but
right?
You pee most of it out, don't you?
Exactly. Yeah. Your body will just extract anything that's excess, your body will extract. Unless like, okay, like, say things like you take supplements because you're specifically doing something, like you're going to the gym and you want to increase like a certain amount of nutrition that you're getting in. That's different because you're doing something that you, and your body needs to consume more of what you're losing.
Mm.
But if you're just taking like loads and loads of different supplements, regardless of how your body's changing, or if you don't have a specific condition where you need a certain amount of X nutrition, your body's just going to be like, this is extra, I'm just going to get rid of it.
So you're saying that if you are going to use a supplement, it needs to be on a conditional basis. So let's say that condition is, I'm doing a lot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Of intense thinking, right? Which I normally do, by the way. Don't look so shocked. Okay?
I find it wild. Yeah.
then hypothetically, then surely, then I ought to use a supplement like this. Perhaps effects are so marginal you might not realize, but there might be an effect there. I went into this completely differently, Ozzy. I went in thinking I really wanted it to work, and I had belief that it could work because I've had experience with modafinil, and that worked very effectively, albeit with side effects.
Right now, you're talking about modafinil, which is a pharmacologically active drug. Like, it's known to be a drug.
Mm.
Whereas this week, you've been taking supplements. So a combination of caffeine, amino acids, extracts, various things, like Oz mentioned. And, you know, modafinil has been shown to be, you know, it's a dopamine reuptake inhibitor. They know that this chemical compound, modafinil, does have this effect. So this compound has its effect, whereas with these supplements, they're stacking together lots of different things.
Yeah.
And they're saying, oh, maybe this works a little bit here, and this will work a little bit here, and this will work on stress, and caffeine promotes wakefulness. I mean, caffeine is the one there that is probably doing the most.
Yeah, I was going to say, because when I took it, there were times when I took it and I felt like I'd had a lot of caffeine. Mm. Honestly, that there were times when I did that, and that was the only real discernible effect that the tablets had. I'd take them and I'd feel a bit, whoa, and then nothing. So I don't know if it's meant, if it worked, or it was so, the effect was so small comparatively to modafinil, I couldn't really notice, I'd say. I don't know. What do you think, Ozzy? Did you, well, you said no effects. You didn't have any effects.
Well, the thing is, I think maybe, so like you were saying, like, what if you're thinking really hard and like, could you enhance that, right? Mm. But the drugs that they've specifically included, or like the compounds that they've specifically included in this supplement.
We don't say drugs because it's not technically a drug.
Yeah. Okay. So like the chemical compounds they've included in this specifically to target like cognitive power. Like one of them is that really hard to pronounce one, which is vinpocetine. Okay, it's not used. It has been trialed for conditions like dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and specifically the studies that look at it say that where there is a visible decline in cognitive power, they were able to see some results to recover some of that.
Yeah.
So unless you're specifically having, like, this is how I would look at it. Unless you're specifically starting to develop some reason why your cognitive power is going down, this drug is not going to do anything, because your brain will probably look at it and go, oh, don't need this, and because it's working normally.
Yeah, so you're saying, exactly what you're saying, because when I used to take supplements for gym, my pee used to go funny color, and it's apparently because I was having too much of a specific vitamin that I was just pissing out. Mm. Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from.
It's the same even like with like a lot of people take like protein shakes, right, and they go to the gym, and your body will take, even though like you take it and it's good for recovery and stuff like that, your body excretes quite a lot of that protein. Like, you it don't need to drink as much as the protein
shake companies tell you. But they make money from it. That's
exactly.
Why.
They're like, you have to take this much before the gym, this much. Your body just excretes it.
Yeah.
You know?
So back to smart drugs.
It's a huge industry.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I feel as though a lot of these supplements are jumping on the back of things like modafinil, and amphetamines like Adderall, you
know, which actually work,
which are medically proven to serve a purpose based on trials done by the pharmaceutical companies, you know, with these compounds that have been taken from drug discovery all the way into trials and, you know, out to the general public. Whereas here you're taking things that aren't, you know, that aren't illegal. Well, not I'm saying illegal, but they're just things that are there. So caffeine, you can get that over the counter. L-theanine, like you said, amino acid, you can get over the counter. All these things you can get over the counter, and you push them together, sell them a little pill product, and that makes it a bit better. But again, I'm not the one taking it. You guys were. So.
Hey, listen, as long as it doesn't make me say racist shit on Twitter.
I mean, we keep talking about the science of it, but for me, the feeling was generally the same. Mm-hmm. There are times I took the pill and I'll go back to my desk and I would be tired. I'd be like half falling asleep, but I don't know if that's because time needed to work for the pill, etc. I say taking it for like just under a week, it's hard to say whether it really had an effect. But from what I gathered, there was no real discernible effect.
So let's compare that to your experience taking modafinil.
Completely different. When I was modafinil, I was like, do you know that film A Beautiful Mind? I was like, that dude, there's notes all over my wall, like that's the color coding my notes, and like I crammed 2 years worth of studying into 2 weeks, like one modafinil. It was intense, right? Terrible, but it got the job done. With this, like I said, I was falling asleep on my desk. I was struggling just as I would on a normal week. It wasn't.
So what you're saying is you falling asleep at your desk is a normal thing.
It's a normal thing.
Let's
right?
start with that.
Yeah. So like, you know, everyone knows I love to snooze anyway. But the point is that it didn't have any real tangible large effect on me within 1 week of using it. That's what I would say. I don't know. You feel kind of the same, don't you?
I'd say the same. I don't think I've noticed any difference in the way I carry out my tasks or my day-to-day stuff.
But maybe that's it. Maybe it's meant to be so minimal that you don't realize, and maybe there is an effect, but whether it's worth spending money on this stuff, right? Like I don't think it is. I think not a big con, but you gotta look at the industry, right? It's something crazy. Like it was something like $1.5 billion in 2014 or some stuff. It's predicted to increase to like $6 billion in 2024. That's a lot of money, man. I imagine there's a lot of little companies trying to jump on this bandwagon and, you know, push out their product, whatever it is.
Yeah. But I guess, like, also for there's a lot of people who for whom the placebo effect does wonders, right? So for people like that, even if it's like actually not doing anything, they might take it and they might feel great and it's going to make their life good. So
yeah,
like,
look,
who am I to say it's doing
absolutely
nothing?
That's the instrumentalist view. Look, if the result is what you want, then who's to say you know the certain way in which you've done it, whether it's placebo or whether it is actually having an effect. But for me, it didn't have that effect. That's my take on it.
So I can say that Sahel, had A.
Yeah.
That was the real one.
Shit, son.
Oz, you had the placebo.
Oh, so now I don't have to take it anymore.
I mean,
I'm going to take them all at once.
Yeah.
No, see what happens. Yeah.
So, yeah, that is that.
I'm kind of glad because I was holding it around. I was like, oh, this is just sugar pills. It's a pain in the ass. Do you know, at one point I was taking it at my desk and I had it on the desk of that, and someone was like, what is that? I was like, it's drugs. And then I went to like put it away. Next thing you flicked it and went across the room. Everyone just saw my bottle of pills. Like, what is this guy on?
I mean, I had it next to my bed, and luckily, no one has visited my bedroom. Yeah.
Oz, are you saying that you, a gay man, can now give blood?
Not after our conversation this morning. That was very X-rated.
So, I know earlier that we said that getting modafinil is actually very difficult. Because I like a challenge, I thought I'd give it a go. I thought I'd try and get a small amount of really potent modafinil, like 200 milligrams. So the first place I tried was my GP. They obviously said no, because I don't have narcolepsy. So the second thing that I tried was a darknet market. And I found, one vendor who was willing to sell and had good prices in the UK. Now, a week later, I was about £20 down, and I learned that this vendor, scam vendor, and they were no longer on that marketplace after, I assume, getting lots of people's money. So the third place I tried was the Surface Web. It was a last-ditch effort. I just searched buy modafinil UK. Lo and behold, in the sponsored box, you know, those websites that are quite sketchy but they're right at the top, there was an online pharmacy. It was really sleek, almost like Amazon, had lots of different prescription medications, things like hay fever medication, pain relief, lots of opioids there. Bit scary. The website even has the TV doctor Christian Jessen, you know, the guy that looks like every member of a Scandinavian football team and he's on embarrassing bodies. Yeah, him. And the website has lots of YouTube videos of him promoting all different prescription medications. So like I said, pain relief, hay fever, emergency contraception, PrEP, even premature ejaculation medicine. Now, I'm not saying that to bring the tone of this podcast down. I'm using it as an excuse to play this clip.
Premature ejaculation doesn't have a clear definition. We simply describe it as occurring when a man ejaculates sooner than he or his partner would like. I'm often asked how long sex should last, and there isn't really an answer. One study that looked at 500 couples found that the average time from the start of penetrative sex to ejaculation was 5.5 minutes. If you find that sex doesn't last as long as either you or your partner prefers, duloxetine could be the solution for you, and you can order it.
So I went to the bit for narcolepsy, and the only thing they had to offer there was modafinil. I clicked on 200 milligrams, 10 tablets. I just wanted a small amount to see if I could get it. And I clicked confirm, add to basket. Now here's where it differs from a place like Amazon. You've got to fill out a form to get a prescription. So even though these online pharmacies are based in the UK, the doctors don't necessarily have to be, even though they are registered with the UK General Medical Council. So you're filling out this form in order to get a prescription. Now this form, apart from the text boxes that you actually manually have to fill, is mostly filled out for you. Like you click it, and it already has the correct answer selected to things like, do you have any allergies? Are you likely to get pregnant? Do you have any of the following conditions and are taking medication for them? Well, you can lie. And for the bits that you have to fill out yourself, it's actually really simple. Things like, have you gone to your GP? And what did your GP diagnose you with? You can lie.
Then the website said, okay, we have to wait for the doctor to process this. And I went away to have some breakfast. Less than 25 minutes later, it was confirmed. I got a little notification to my email saying that it would be shipped out and it would be with me 24 hours later. It's just arrived. I've got it here. Inside this little DPD package is my order. So, okay. It's a white box, really generic looking, has the website's logo on there, and just says modafinil generic 200 milligrams 10 tablets, and it has some information on how you should take it, and on the side is a handwritten serial number and expiry date, December 2021. Great. So, how can this happen? So the BBC did an investigation earlier this year, and it probably explains it better than I can.
I want to know more about some of the doctors who prescribe for online sites. So I've come to Romania. I've discovered that a number of UK-based websites source their doctors through companies based here. This is Timișoara, close to the Hungarian border, home, according to the current register of Romanian companies, to EuroRx. The firm Struckoff Dr. Julian Eden jointly owns.
I was expecting it to be a medical clinic or at least have some doctors here, and in fact it just looks like a residential flat.
That's because it is just a flat. An address that means websites using his doctors can't be regulated by the CQC. It doesn't matter where the doctors live or where they come from, just so long as they're contracted by a company outside England. And I've discovered another website using exactly the same Romanian loophole. UK Meds, which is based in Nottingham, was set up in 2016 and has already made £1.7 million in profit.
So I'll put a link to the Panorama episode in the podcast show notes, but I'm just amazed that it's so simple to get prescription drug that, well, can be abused like this. This isn't me advertising it. I'm genuinely shocked that this is available. We aren't getting any online pharmacy money. Really, if we were, we'd have a lot better snacks. So, what did you guys think of your week?
Nah, but you know what? I really enjoyed doing the experiment because I felt like we were doing actual science, which I know it wasn't. It felt good. I feel like we're contributing something to society right now.
I felt like I was betraying science the whole time. I was like, why am I doing
this? I felt like we were Mythbusters. I felt like, what's his name? The bold guy.
Based off of this week, would you buy these supplements?
I probably wouldn't.
I'd buy them only for the lulls.
When you could just buy Pro Plus.
Do you know what? Honestly, I think it's a big scam. That's my honest opinion. I think it's just people trying to make a quick buck.
I think it's the same. I think it's like, this is kind of, it's sort of almost adjacent to biohacking, isn't it? Like people just taking stuff into their own hands and trying to enhance themselves. Like, I know science is slow, man, but like, let science do its thing.
Yeah, if you want to do cognitive enhancement, get a good night's sleep, eat a lot of fruit. Yeah,
or take modafinil. Like, or something
don't take modafinil unless you're totally screwed. Then it's a good idea. Don't take it. It's bad. I literally did myself irreparable damage in that 2 weeks.
So, guys, we've come to the end of the episode. I've been Alex Lathbridge. I'm joined by Oz and Sahail.
Peace.
See ya.
This has been Why Aren't You a Doctor Yet?
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.